Who's up next on the slab? Oh, it's you. Making the first incision. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the slab. Woo!
So spooky.
Spooky, spooky.
Spooky. Tonight is a very, very special fucking episode.
Special.
And I have to get it out here. Guys, it's been years. We got over our bullshit. And he's back from the dead. Quite fucking literally.
He's a zombie, motherfucker.
Nick is back in the fucking house and in the studio.
I am a zombie. I technically did flatline Sammy. For like 45 seconds.
Yes.
Zorgies.
I don't really see in hell, but you know.
And then, of course, we also have Chris and Bobby as well.
What's up?
And tonight's subject is going to be about horror video games, catered strictly to fucking Nick on this one.
I'm OG like that. I guess. Hell, I'm going to be... Well, no, because Resident Evil has been out longer than what I was going to talk about.
I know, we can talk...
A lot longer.
So, I'm going to pose these questions, and of course, you know, Bobby and Chris know that, you know... Know how this goes.
I'm just here for the shit.
It's very easy to pick up on. Trust me, we're not that in depth.
I'm not that high.
But so the first question is, what makes a good horror video game in your guys' eyes? Is it the jump scare? Is it the graphics? Is it the story? Like, what makes a good one?
Well, I've always been a simple man, and as long as it can entertain me and give me a bit of a challenge... I like it. And the gore, of course.
All right. So we got the gore slut, which is fine. But, you know, like, you can make a good horror game without being a gore slut.
Yes. I just like the bloody, bloody mess.
Oh, no. That's just fine, because why not? What about you, Chris A?
Amazon Prime went down.
I can't really... I don't really know. The only video games I really played was just the really old school ones.
Okay, so...
The 8-bit graphic games, so...
So you like more of a gothic aesthetic, then?
Sure.
So, because that's, you know, back 8-bit days, you know, that's what you had. Yeah, it was a gothic aesthetic,
old shit, yeah.
Hammer films are making into video games, which was weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
What about you, Nick? What has to be a good... What if it doesn't have it... It's not a horror game.
Yeah, I would say probably story and unpredictability. Like, kind of like what the fuck's that movie called? The dream one where the kid's, you know, stuck in a, you know, purgatory, basically, and he's got that demon or whatever, the red-faced demon.
Oh, fucking Insidious.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, everybody freaked out because that movie was so fucking unpredictable because it didn't follow the same trope as... You know, music leading up to it, or, you know, a scene kind of it was just, it felt like it was at random.
Yeah.
There
wasn't that guy behind the fucking wall with the violin.
Yeah. Like, you've seen it fucking coming, like, for three. That's what's hard for me about, like, movies, too, is, like, they get so fucking, that's why, like, that one that I asked you about, well, it's not really a horror game, but, like, any kind of, like, thriller or slasher. Is just, you don't know what the fuck's going to happen next. Fucking Midsommar. Jesus fucking Christ. I had to watch it twice. Only because the fucking first time I watched it, I was like, what the fuck just happened? And then I watched the second time, I was like, oh, there's the cues. Because they're so fucking subtle. You know?
Oh, I watched it stoned as shit.
Dude, yeah, so, I was pretty bait. Yeah. I was pretty bait too. When I first watched the second time, I was like, I gotta fucking glue my, like, I didn't move for like two or however fuck, like, and I just sat there and leaned back in my computer chair like, what the fuck? Because I just realized all the shit that I missed the whole fucking movie.
Like, the movie
time.
Spells itself out in the beginning, but you don't, like, first time watching it.
Yeah.
Then you start seeing her sister's face in the fucking, in the trees when she's tripping on shrooms. Yeah, it's fucked up, dude. I love that movie.
That's like one of my favorite fucking movies. Dude, it's so fucking worth it.
But
I've been telling everybody, like my buddy that I watched it, because he watches it through Plex where you can share it over Discord. Shout out Swirly. But he was streaming because he was like, well, I just want to watch a movie. And I was like, all right, cool. And he's like, well, I got this, you know, program where I can watch anything and stream it. And he's like, I was like, okay. And he's like, what do you think we should watch? And I was like, Midsommar. He goes, eh. I was like, trust me. For as much as I've heard about that fucking movie, it lived all the way up to it. Like, Jesus, fuck.
So, you like
time,
that,
By the time we got done watching it, he was like, what the fuck did you make me watch? I was like, I don't know. That's not what I thought it was either, to be fair.
So
kind of was, but...
You like that jump scare factor. That
I do, but I don't like it being, like...
Cheap. See,
yeah, like...
There's a tasteful way
there
to do
is,
it.
There is, like...
Yeah.
Like, a couple of the games, like, newer shit, like, you see it kind of coming, but it's delayed, or it's, like, faster than you think it'll happen... Like, oh my god. I want to play that, what the fuck's it called? Like, the Back Rooms? Have you heard about that?
The Back Rooms? No, dude. No, I haven't heard about it.
Oh, fuck. I've watched fucking videos.
I've kept up on some of the YouTube videos.
I'm going to have to put, like, my monitors in acrylic, like, inch-thick acrylic, because I'm going to try to punch one. Like, type shit. Like, that game is so fucking good for unpredictability. Like, you might think you know, you ain't got a fucking clue.
All right, so... I want you guys to. We're gonna go around the room, of course.
Yeah.
Because for me, like you've answered for me, like it requires all those, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, I'm just saying.
It
for,
has
like,
to
a
be.
Good one.
Yeah, it has to be scary.
Like that's the bare minimum.
If it doesn't jump me.
Yeah.
It's not scary to me. Yeah. It gets dull after a while.
Oh, even some of them that get me to jump a little bit. I'm like, this is that was
yeah
just,
like
that
if
was it, just an unpredictable
any
like
twitch reaction.
Yeah.
Then I like it. I'm like, ooh, fuck yeah. This is going to be a great game. So, like, the next question is, I want everybody to think about your top favorite one that you can classify as it and your top hated one. The one where you're just like, fuck this game, fuck wherever it came from, fuck the developers' mothers, and fuck your face, and fuck that fat-ass Georgie Cornell. Like,
first of all, fuck your bitch and the click you claim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll go ahead and go first. My favorite one has to be Amnesia: The Dark Descent. That
I
game,
played that one.
Dude, it's free. You can get it for free.
Is it on Steam?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, you have to text it to me.
It's dude. It's one of those games where it's not only fucking puzzle solving.
I'm gonna gift you Phasmophobia.
But
oh my God.
You'll love it. All you can fucking do is like you're in first person. All you can do is hold a candle. Or, like, pick up a piece of paper. It's
yeah,
one of those.
Yeah, fuck those. There's another one. It's, I don't remember if it's a Silent Hill one, but, like, the ghost can get you at any point. Like, even if you hide from it, it knows where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Type shit. And I was like, what's the fucking point in playing
that's
that?
That's how
I mean. You want to fucking just, like, hold a bucket underneath maybe and empty out your insides?
So,
like,
essentially a horror version of the Oregon Trail.
Pretty fucking much, yeah. Dude, like, because I played the demo of it, and I was like, why the fuck would anybody like it's and it's like,
dysentery ghost?
No, like I mean, they're not cheap jump scares, but like, fuck, she would get you every fuck. And like you had to be really fucking smart, or like really understand it. Like me and my stupid ass was like, the fuck.
So there's like, no pattern to it.
No, there is. That's the thing. Like,
oh,
there's tells,
is.
But they're so fucking like I was watching videos on it before it came out. They're so fucking subtle. Like, you'll see, like, it was mostly, like, peripheral shit. Like, out of the corner of your eye, something would shift, and about usually between five and ten seconds later or something like that. I might be wrong. But that's when, it's stupid shit like that, like, a picture would change. And on a computer, you know, when you're playing this shit, pixel shifting, you don't think anything about it.
Right.
So, like, the picture, and it'd be subtle shit, like, added a hat. Or something stupid like this. And you're supposed to notice shit like that. Like, you have to be an person like really points out all fucking details and shit. Like, you have a photographic memory. You're like, wait a minute, that didn't look right. And as long as you looked away from her, you're good. Like, it's all, like, it was just like, if you fuck up and you don't see this shit, it's like, no wonder. And even after knowing that, I couldn't fucking find any of them. I get the shit scared out of me every fucking goddamn time. Fuck that game.
But my fuck that game has to be the Fatal Frame series.
Fatal Frame? I don't think I've
it's a Japanese.
I try not to play any of them.
It's a Japanese game where all you literally do is go around like your old home and take photos and hopefully you catch a ghost.
Oh. So like really super early Phasmophobia.
Yeah, and it's just
I'm gonna have to
it's so
to
boring and predictable, and I'm like, fuck, all right, I'm done with this game.
Phasmophobia isn't. Jesus Christ, that'd probably be my top one.
What about you, Babo? What's your most favorite and most hated?
All right, so my most favorite is I said it earlier.
Resident Evil.
Yeah, Resident Evil 4 Ooh. Played that shit all the time on the GameCube. Yeah.
I want to play the new one, too, The Village. Like, just watching shit like that's fun.
I don't really have a most hated one.
You never really do, though, Bob.
I know. Well, I haven't played that many horror games.
Yeah. I try not to.
Like, I've seen a lot of Let's Plays of different ones, but I...
And that's fine. Like, even horror games that you've seen that you would like to, like... Like Five Nights at Freddy. Everybody knows what fucking Five Nights at Freddy is. That would be considered a horror game, but it, like, more geared for kids.
Horror for children.
Off topic real quick. DJ, do you remember if I locked my house up or not?
You did.
Okay. Make sure. I was like sitting here thinking about computer shit. I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I'm hoping I locked that.
And I know. What about you, Chris?
Really just the only ones I played. So, like, Castlevania and...
Which is a...
Like, Altered Beast.
Such a good game.
So...
Well, they remade it.
Pretty much shit you can find in an arcade.
Ooh, I just thought of
back in,
one.
Like, the 2000s and the 90s.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. What's that one that you got me hooked on for a minute?
Dead by Daylight?
No.
Because I love that fucking game.
Dude, I need to re-download it again.
So, I did have a thought when... Chris said in a arcade. My worst horror game is Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah, some of the songs you got to do on there is like, how the fuck do you have 4 fucking feet? What the fuck?
I'm just too fat to move that quick. Game.
Until Dawn.
No. Is that what you was talking to me for?
Yeah.
No. Oh,
what's it about?
I have it in my... I'll have to text it to you. Because I know... Well, actually, no, fuck yeah. I forgot to get Steam shit on my fucking phone. I'll be able to tell you.
Would you consider Mortal Kombat like horror adjacent? Just because of the blood? Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah.
Well, it also, they do feature like slashers like Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, so
later in the series.
So it does check mark. Yeah, so it does check mark all the boxes aside from the scare. It's more of an adrenaline kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I would definitely say horror adjacent, but it's definitely primarily fighting.
Yeah, it's adrenaline driven. Gets your heart pumping and shit.
Because, I mean, I've played almost all the Mortal Kombat.
So. I have.
Of course you have.
You best fucking believe.
Oh, fuck. Of course it shows me pictures. That's helpful fucking Steam. Fucking retards. Dude, I bought Elden Ring. That's technically a horror game.
Well, yeah, like
any of the Dark series,
You like the Dark Souls and the Dead Space series, absolutely.
Other one that's like it's like Dark Souls 3 meets fucking something. I don't know. It's like an old jet, like Psycho or something like that, like The Last Samurai or something.
Oh yeah, Sudeiko, The Last,
I watched my buddy play it, and he's like, it's literally Japanese Dark Souls. Like, what the fuck? Like, nothing against Japanese people. Like, let me preface
that.
Yeah,
and then there's, like, games.
But it's just, like, it's literally the same fucking shit. Like, you dodge the same, you attack the same, and it's, like, it's literally weeb fucking Dark Souls.
Weeb Dark Souls.
He was streaming, too. He's like, motherfucker. After he got done streaming, I was like, sorry. Oh, they make a Gundam game. I forgot about that.
Oh, so, Nick, you got a top favorite and like the most hated. Like you say, fuck this game. It's not a replayable factor.
Well, I can tell you my bad one, but it's only from a personal experience. Like Phasmophobia can go fuck itself. Like fuck that game. Well, fuck my friends for making me play that game because they're assholes and fucking scared the shit out of me twice.
Yeah.
Like second one, I should have seen coming. Like that one's on me. The first one, that was definitely them. Like they led that dude. That was perfect too. Like, I'm not mad at them, but they can go fuck themselves. probably the best one. Fuck.
Yeah, there's a lot to pick from.
Yeah. I don't know. I went and went to... It was still on It was either on 360 or the first Xbox Ones. I think it was 360 still. When there was a creepy Slender Man that fucking came out. And that's when I really, like... I don't, like, play him all the time, but, like, I will play him. You know, if they have a story or whatever.
Yeah.
But this Slender Man one, like, it had, like, if you know the creepypasta, like, it kind of went with it, you know? Like, I mean, there was some stuff that, like, they had to put in just because of a video, you know, it's a video game, not just, like, a story. But I mean, like, so, you have a reason to do the things that you're doing.
So was it the one where you had to go hunt the fucking notes off of the trees?
Yeah.
Yeah, that started as a PC game. And then it got big and Xbox 360 got it ported.
Which
and
is
then,
a lot easier going from PC to console than it is going from like
yeah,
you port fuck it over to, yeah, it's a god awful fucking time.
So
that's what it is. Metro Exodus.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I got gifted that from now a teammate.
Nice.
I wasn't even following his Twitch chat.
Anyways, Chris, what were we saying?
So this is off topic, but also on topic at the same time. There's Killer Clowns from Outer Space video game.
Yeah, I want to play it. Yeah. I need to play that game.
What is it like? Really close to the movie?
It's fully.
You can never get like dead on.
It's going to be available for everything too.
Dude, I'm wearing a Killer Clowns from Outer Space T-shirt right now.
You are. Yeah,
and I have my buddy back here.
Oh yeah, check him out.
Oh fuck that. You're lucky. I'd have kicked the fuck out of your wall.
His hair glows.
Oh, that's better. Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
That is pretty cool, though. Oh, don't fucking do that to me.
I changed the color in the studio real quick.
God, even fucking, you know, meters being a fucking clown and shit. It's like, I know it's meters, but I still want to punch him in the dick. Not going to change that much.
Yeah, so... Like, when we talk about, like, horror video games...
Yeah, I gotta get you Phasmophobia. It'll be, right up your fucking alley.
What is...
Like, it's a good game. Ugh.
What is the best, like... I know, Chris, you're probably not gonna have a lot to weigh on this, and I do apologize for this question, but it is a very interesting one. What is the best, like, generation of horror?
What, for games?
For games, yes. Is it the newest generation, where everything's a lot more innovative and sometimes VR-controlled? Whereas the older generation were, you know, like, I'm not talking Atari. Let's face it. No, there's no scary Atari horror games. But
yeah.
I'm talking like.
My mom fucking wants an Atari for some reason.
Like an NES, SNES.
But she was alive when it was new, so.
Or are we going to go with like the PlayStation 1 and 2 eras? A la Resident Evil, Silent Hill, or we're going to go with the newer, like, and everybody's personal opinion. I want you to, you know, give a little bit of an explanation, back it a little bit here. What is the best year, like, decade for horror games in your opinion? Like, this was their biggest pinnacle.
I don't know. Doom was pretty dope when it came out.
Yeah. The fact that you
like the original Doom.
Yeah. I have a copy of Doom at my house right now.
I keep meaning to buy Doom Eternal.
I have
Doom Eternal. It's like
it's really
the original
good. It's
Doom.
I've played it, but I played it on like Xbox Game
Pass. I have the original Doom on my little stick.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's cool.
The little emulation stick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought two of them. they're just little emulation sticks, man. They're just fun to have. They have a whole bunch of old games.
I brought mine over here, and like within five minutes, he had like two of them in his Amazon in his shopping cart.
Yeah,
how much are they?
Like $45.
Ooh,
and
I mean that's not bad.
Actually, the games they have on there is yes.
Actually, I have two of them that the kids don't use. I can just give you one.
Oh, fuck yeah! Now give me something to do at work.
Like you got to plug it into an HDMI.
Yeah,
it's a stick, so it plugs into the TV.
It's
and
stick.
It,
oh. It's a stick.
Yeah.
Comes with two wireless controllers.
Like flash drivers.
It's like plug and play sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Okay.
You plug it into the HDMI of a TV and
just
go.
A fucking SpongeBob one.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. Except it's bootlegged.
Okay.
So
that's why it costs so much.
It's
got Def Jam on it too.
Damn, I didn't realize
Def
that.
Def Jam Fight for... Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's Fight for New York PSP version.
Not fun to play. Got it.
No, it's actually fucking great. Oh, man, I got my ass kicked for like the first three times. Yeah.
There's old
tiger fucking thing. You know
there's a game that me and DJ started on it, and it's still saved on there.
Yeah, we made ODB as a character.
Yeah. I still play it sometimes, by the way, on that.
No, that's fine. Continue it. But I'd say, like, in my personal opinion, I'd say from, like, 2000 to 2010 was right. It was that good.
See, that's where I'm at, too.
It's that.
Earlier, though, but yeah.
You know, it's right there for me because that's when we get the birth of, you know, the most iconic one, Silent Hill, Resident Evil. See, yeah. And they just got more bold Silent as they Hill went on.
For me, like, even Resident Evil at that time, like, it was good, but, like, when Silent Hill came out, where it was like...
Dude, Silent Hill tested people.
Yeah. I mean, when that fucking movie first came out, I was like, fucking... Like,
okay.
Resident Evil, like, their movies are like... Like the video game, like it's yeah. you know,
hardcore. So Silent exciting. Hill, just the movies just alone, dark. Made me afraid of foggy towns for a long ass yeah. time.
That and that fucking one where they're trapped in the grocery store, the fog or the mist or yeah. something like that.
Actually, I Bobby, love that movie. Do you remember going out ending. To Sunshine that one night, real late at night? It was foggy as shit.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't.
No,
damn. No, dude. So that's my personal opinion because. Anything past that, you get into the first person look and find, and then it got really yeah. oversaturated.
Yeah.
Because
everybody was wanting to do it at that
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Then you got like it used to be one of my favorite horror games, and then I actually grew up.
Yeah.
And then that was Bendy and the Ink Machine. Oh. It's still a good one. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, would that really be a horror?
No. It is.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm thinking it's a, for some dumbass reason.
No, Bendy and the Ink Machine
yeah,
is...
Yeah, it's that black and white one.
Yeah, it's good, though. Yeah. It is. It is a good game. That. Yeah, it is a good game.
It's trippy.
It's just, I've played better.
Damn, I want to play Cuphead.
So, did any of y'all play Alice the Madness Returns?
No.
I have it.
You have it?
I have your copy.
The PS3?
Yeah.
Copy?
I have your copy sitting in my living room right now.
Whoops.
I don't know if you could... I consider that kind of horror because...
Well, yeah.
It might be more of a trip, you know what I mean? Like a hallucination.
Well, it's still all Alice in Wonderland, but the visuals... Yeah, the dark. Visuals is just
oh, yeah, you
dark
kill,
as
you
shit.
You kill things, yeah. It's,
yeah.
I mean, the bitch has a big-ass chef's knife.
Oh, she yeah. gets a lot more than that.
That's all
amazing.
I know.
It's like a Lollipop Chainsaw Massacre meets Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, it's one of those games.
Oh, okay. Yikes. I don't know. Like, I would have to say, like, probably within the last... I wouldn't say 10 years, but the last 5 years, because I had to switch it up. I was like, I don't know. Nowadays, like, with Phasmophobia...
So
fuck that game, but you have to do so much. Like, you have to work to not get the shit
so
scared out of you.
You're liking the more polished...
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, not like graphics-wise polished.
You tell me a AAA title that's come out that you don't have to do a 40-gig update to 10 months later.
But
just to finish the fucking game, the fucking idiots.
So, the, like you said, game. Like, you know, Phasmophobia, you know, like the Dead by Daylight, you know...
No, what I was thinking is, like, the Phasmophobia... And, like, the newest Resident Evil, like, Village.
Yeah.
Just because it was so far out of their normal. It wasn't just a zombie thing. It was a, you know, horror itself. You know, you had the big vampires right. and the fucking, the werewolf and shit. Like, it just, like, encapsulated horror, but in a totally different way. And, like, fucking Elden Ring, technically that, I would almost consider that horror. It's, like, horror-esque. Just because, of, like, you're fighting dead people and shit.
Horror yeah.
They're
fantasy.
Not zombies, but, like, more like Draugr.
Yeah, like it's like horror a horror fantasy. Yeah, like a horror fantasy.
Yeah. I mean, it's dark, you know.
I always have horror fantasies.
I've had a couple this last couple days. It wasn't involving... Well, I mean, it was involving me, but never mind. I'm going to shut up. It's implication. I'm proud of myself.
Lawyer! Anyways.
Oh, I got one.
Hey, Babo.
Yes,
what's the best horror generation?
I gotta say right around the PS1, Xbox era.
So roughly around my era.
Well,
like the original PlayStation era.
Yeah, that fits between the 2000 and 2010s.
Yeah,
the 2000s decade.
Was earlier.
Yeah, everybody forgets how long fucking like...
Just Xbox early 2000s decade.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like anymore, every 2 years a new system's coming out.
Yeah, they're starting to slow out on it, though.
Thank
Sony's
God.
Kicking fucking Microsoft in the dick when it comes to that new shit.
But for me, it's right when...
Stupid as their controllers look.
Video games went from cartridge to disc.
Yeah.
That area for me.
Yeah.
Because that's when I was introduced to it, it has that spot in my heart.
So yeah, like GameCube.
Didn't like the Super Nintendo have like a couple horror games?
Oh yeah.
Like besides like Doom, like
oh no, dude, they had Ghosts and Goblins, Castlevania.
Yeah. Okay.
They had
maybe I was just thinking of
Altered
why
Beast.
Did they think Castlevania that was came Sega. Out fucking was that Sega? PS1. Sega. Yeah, I forgot that. It's a lot older than that.
Yeah.
Wasn't there even a Friday the 13th game at one point?
Yeah, there was a Friday the 13th game and a Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah,
I had the Freddy one, but yeah, my buddy had the Freddy or the Jason one. Or no, I had the Jason one. He had the Freddy one.
Jason one was dumb.
Yeah, Freddy really wasn't much better, but I mean, that's who I like between the two. So that's favorites.
That you can't say much. I got my Voorhees up there. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know. Like both of them are still cool. It's just
I prefer
Freddy
would
fuck his ass up. I'm just saying.
I think they need to just make a Kane Hodder horror game.
Just everything he's done.
Yeah, everything he's done, whether it be acted or like just
no,
or
a,
just
a straight,
or just done the stunts for
a straight Kane Hodder versus Kane Hodder video game. You got to choose between like fucking
Jason versus Victor Crowley.
Yeah, Jason versus Victor Crowley, yeah. Or you know,
Or Aleister Crowley.
No, Victor Crowley.
Victor Crowley.
Victor Crowley.
From Hatchet.
You act like I've seen that one.
We've watched it together, fucker.
Have we?
Yeah, it's the one where the mutant guy and or the mutant ghost in Louisiana.
The bayou.
He ripped that fucking lady's head off and it didn't skip
the fucking same. Belt sander?
No, that's not ringing any kind of bells.
Damn.
Was I high?
The Raging Cajun Agent.
Yeah,
the Raging Cajun Agent.
The Raging Cajun Agent. Love it.
I don't fucking remember that at all.
Oh, dude, we didn't...
No bells.
Bro, we did an entire dissection calling out Adam Green. He's the director of the films.
We dissected the whole entire series.
And he shouted us out. Like, sent us a fucking video and everything, thanking us for doing it for him. No. I was like,
Yeah, I've been watching, you know, but...
But yeah, so, yeah, Adam Green, shout out to Adam Green. But
Adam Green!
Hi, my name is Dr. Chim Richels. Do you suffer from anxiety?
Depression?
Daddy issues?
I know I do. So please, come down to Terror Tattoo at 711 South 9th Street in Richmond, Indiana. You know, they say 9 out of 10 doctors prescribe a tattoo a day to keep the brain demons away. That is a real fact, and please, do not Google that. If you don't believe me, please listen to some of our testimony.
I was an ugly piece of shit until I went to Tarot Tattoo and got a tattoo from Tarot Tattoo. Thank you, Tarot Tattoo. You brought me confidence.
I went to Tarot Tattoo and I got a tattoo.
I went down to Tarot Tattoo and got a really great deal.
So please, come down to Tarot Tattoo. I know I did.
I did?
I did, and I still have daddy issues, though.
Side effects may include getting laid.
God, I'm trying to think of, like, other fucking games that came out here, like, lately. Phasmophobia needs a fucking big-ass update.
So...
That game's pretty good. Like, Chris, I hate it, but...
I'm going to give you a suggestion of a game, and I think you would absolutely fucking love it. And I want you to try to... Do you have a PlayStation 4 or anything?
Negative.
You don't?
Negative,
okay.
Ghost Rider.
Well, we'll try... I'll try to get the game.
I do have a hard drive, by the way. Well, I do have a computer, but I need to, like, completely beef it out.
I wonder who could do that.
Oh, yeah, I know, definitely. But, so, yeah, I have the start of something, but
okay.
That's it.
We can work with that, because it's on PC as well.
Yeah.
It's called Until Dawn.
I've heard about it.
It's a choose-your-path horror game.
Uh-huh. Kind of like Mass Effect, the horror.
Yeah. And
that's the first one.
Yeah, you have to choose your path and, you know, do a little key, and so it's not like intricately like done, but the story behind it, oh fuck, dude, it takes so many twists and turns and involves fucking Wendigos.
Oh hell.
Oh dope.
Fuck.
Yeah.
The Wendigos are the shit.
They're cool.
And this is the first game I've ever saw a Wendigo versus a fucking rake.
That's a hell of a fight.
It's in the game. I'm like, oh!
You would be happy to know.
Instages.
Like, yeah, me and you have been apart for about 2 years. I've still kept up with SCP shit.
Oh, dude, so am I.
There's one, like, I put it on because it was, like, 2 hours fucking long. And I was like, cool, I'll just go fuck, you know, put this on and go to fucking sleep. Nope. Stayed up for the whole fucking 2 hours and learned, like, about 5 fucking SCPs that are like, what the fuck?
Subscribe to the Volgan. That guy is fucking awesome. He goes through each individual one as if they were a case file.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking beautiful, man.
That sounds pretty cool.
Like, there's an SCP video game.
That I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. It's, like, by the wiki and everything.
Hmm.
So
it probably gets updated as they add more.
You know what the game is about? You have to go... You're a prisoner in the containment system. It's called Containment Breach.
Mm.
And the one where if you fucking blink, he kills you. You have to keep your eyes on him.
Yeah.
Oh, the living statue.
Yeah, the living statue. Yeah. Your first mission is to go wash the living statue. And you have a blink meter. You have to mash buttons and everything. Like, they make it like where it presses that, you know, that sense of urgency.
Yeah.
And then the next level is that you have to go see Shy Guy.
Oh,
and then outrun him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, dude, it's fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this, it's free. It's.
I think the last thing that I watched was, like, the final death of the Invincible Lizard or whatever. You know which one?
The Indestructible Lizard, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, the way that, I can't remember what channel it was, but the way that they explained it and, like, detailed everything out and fucking, you know, laid it out plain and dry, it was like, that'd be about the only way to get him. Like, they thought it out pretty fucking well.
So, while you guys were talking about that, I actually have played a somewhat recent horror game on PC.
Oh, what is it?
7 Days to Die.
Oh, yeah.
No, I have that game.
I have it, but due to the whole needing a SD card or whatever... The
story
memory.
Yeah.
I had to get rid of it so I could play other games, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I have the game, dude. I've been wanting somebody to get the game so I can like fucking play with them.
Hey, bro! Once I get that from you, I'll get it hooked up and re-download it.
Okay.
We just gotta find time to play.
Yeah.
And you know, I love that game because. Like, it's not the killing of the zombies or anything, but you have to craft everything.
Yeah.
Like, your hammers and everything. It's a survival horror, and I'm like, oh,
if you want to play one that's, like, kind of similar, and I think both of you would probably like it, and it's, I'm pretty sure it's pretty cheap. Like, if you like that whole craft and build shit, it's called V Rising. You get to play as a vampire.
Ooh.
And you have to run away from sunlight. You don't die immediately if you get hit by sun, but...
Yeah, Chris.
You can follow through the shadows and, like, you can walk around during the day.
We're definitely going to have to get your PC up
to
where it's a decent standard.
Uh-huh.
And.
Well, if I give you my shit, you can give them your shit.
Yeah. I mean.
You know, you get $100 out of it, I get $2 out of you.
Well, see, I'm actually putting.
Which is a steal for a 3060.
I'm putting this graphics card into Aiden's.
Yeah.
But that one, it's still a GT 640, so it'll do
at least 1080.
Yeah, but it'll be just fine.
Yeah, you play like 720. It's not much of a difference between 720 and 1080.
Especially with some of the older games.
Sharp, but that's it.
Like you can definitely run Dead by Daylight on fucking high settings because it's not a very demanding game.
No, Rising isn't either. It looks killer.
Yeah, like,
because it uses so little resources.
Like, don't try to play any of the newer Resident Evil series on it, though, because it...
Older ones would be fine with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Ones,
yeah.
You can emulate the older ones, and it'll be perfect. Like, but you can definitely play on...
No, you can buy them brand new now.
Yeah, Steam. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Once we get you on Steam, it's a whole different ballgame. Fuck consoles. Find it on Steam.
Yeah, so we'll get you a good setup going after I take care of Aiden first. Because I got to get him a new case and a power supply and a few other things.
Yeah. Well, I still got that 550 watt and it still works. If you need it.
I could actually, yeah. If I can save money from buying shit off Newegg, I'll definitely buy it. Yeah, because
it's mine. I have to find it.
I still have it. Because his power supply doesn't have a PCIe fucking power supply or power pin on it.
You know, you can, I think, it's not SATA, but there's a, does it have Molex?
Yeah, it has Molex.
Yeah, if it's got Molex, you get an adapter. Hell, I might have one still.
Nah, I'm not worried.
What it is, it's the same voltage. It's literally repinning it.
It's a 300-watt cheapy power supply that came with the computer, so I'd rather change it out. Yeah,
garbage. The case, the worst part is, like, the case is actually pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, their cases are worth it.
Well, kind of. All they do is, like, take, like, an NZXT case or something and slap their fucking name on it, like change a fucking color, like that one being black and white. Yeah, that looks like an H510 from NZXT.
Yeah, it. They slightly fucking alter it. Yeah.
It looks like Fractal or something. I don't know. I'm a fucking computer nerd now. And I don't look like it either. That's the problem.
They started talking tech and I zoned out.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Yeah.
So, if you were pressed to develop a horror game, what kind would you make? And, like, this is an open platform here. Mm-hmm. So put a little bit of thought into it. Would it be, like, the first-person survival-style horror? Would it be just straight zombies? Would it be something with a deep, you know, deep-dive storyline? Would it be something with, like, fantastic fucking graphics and you blew the budget on how well everything syncs up and it doesn't really have anything else besides that? Because those are money grab ones.
Yeah.
Or would it be something like Dead by Daylight where you play online with friends? Or would you go back to like old gothic horror? Something, you know, like Bram Stoker's Dracula kind of thing.
Oh, I watched that the other day. Just cuz.
Mm. Like me personally, I would make it old gothic style. I believe we haven't had a good one in a while.
Yeah.
Like imagine like not like Castlevania-esque. But imagine just going up to this fucking cathedral and having to go around and fucking killing vampires only to meet Dracula.
Yeah.
And Dracula's many forms of certain incarnates.
So you want like Castlevania meets freaking Dark Souls.
Something like that, yeah. I'm thinking more like it, like a hack and slash.
Yeah.
Like think of like gothic God of War, you know?
Yeah. Dude, I forgot I got God of War on my fucking computer. I don't know. I would like to see... Elden Ring meets Phasmophobia.
Ooh.
Or... What was the other one I was thinking of? It's Phasmophobia mixed with... Oh, Resident Evil Village. With Phasmophobia in, because that's the only part of horror that game's missing. Like, you know, the vampires, werewolves, swamp people, all that shit, but they don't have ghosts or demons or anything.
Ooh.
So, like, tossing Phasmophobia, like, you know, you have to run from werewolves or hide from vampires and shit. Like, I think that'd be cool with, like, the whole ghost aspect of it, too.
Well, so, you would have your character just be a normal-ass human.
Yeah.
Like, nothing special.
But you always have the option to be, like, you know, if you want to pick a race or whatever.
Yeah, you know, like, you want to be a little customizable, or, yeah.
Yeah. Or you can transform into a, yeah.
Like, maybe, like, if you picked werewolf, you have to hunt down the human kind of thing?
No, not even that. Like, you don't get to pick. It's just, like, whatever gets you first.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you get attacked by a vampire and you live, you turn into a vampire. You see what I'm saying? Like, same thing with werewolf. You get attacked by a werewolf, you get bit. You know, boom, werewolf.
Okay, yeah, now that actually...
I mean? But all that does is, you know, like, if you get bit by a vampire, you can't go out during the day. But if you get, you know, bit by a werewolf, depending on, you know, day of the fucking week, you know, moon can come out, and cool, you can't go out at night.
Oh,
you
see what I'm saying? Yeah,
like, Swamp that. Thing, you can't be so far away from, like, the water and shit.
Oh, so it would like, press...
It would be of an advantage, but a disadvantage at the same time.
Yeah, it would really make you think like a horror... Yeah, mm-hmm. Wow. What about you, Chris? I know you're contemplating over there, and I like that look.
I was thinking something like either VR or first-person POV style.
Yeah.
Where, you're the killer.
Oh.
So something like Dead by Daylight.
Yeah.
Something like that, except.
No. Have you guys heard of the perfect horror game?
What?
Where you start off, you know, doing quests and shit, but they eventually get darker and darker and darker, and are basically you're going back and telling the story from the past, but it's from the opposite point of view of what you originally said. And what it does is by the time you reach the end of the game, you fight. It's almost like Elden Ring where you have to like fight a boss right off the rip.
Yeah.
Well, you have to fight the same boss, but it's literally what it's a mirror. So, like,
you have to fight yourself.
Yeah. The good person sees, you know, like, they each see the monster, and then they fight each other, and you come
to
you're the villain the whole entire time. Like, the game's been guiding you to darker and darker arcs and shit. Like, it's, I can't remember what the fuck it's called, but it is fucked.
So, Chris, when you were saying, like first person, are we talking, like, is it going to be, like, a storyline, like, you're, like, almost like you're looking through the eyes of Michael Myers kind of thing?
Yeah.
Where your reality is very, very skewed from actual reality.
Uh-huh.
So things that might have happened actually didn't happen, like, you never got abused by your mother, that's just your psychosis.
Yeah, like, if, like, not really just, like, serial, not really just, like, slashers, but even, like, true crime, like, serial killers.
Oh, so something like what Ted Bundy did.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But, like, you're Ted Bundy, and you gotta be the one to...
That, like, would cause some controversy like a motherfucker.
Exactly.
Oh, I'd play the fuck out of
exactly
that game.
Exactly, with extra cheese.
Dude, I'd play the fuck out of that game. I really would.
And, like, different levels is different serial killers. So you start out with, like, the most, like, modest ones and stuff like that. And then you go all the way up to, like, fucking John Wayne Gacy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So, oh, okay. Oh, I like that. I like that a lot, actually. So you actually have to play as a real-life serial killer.
Yeah. Like, you have to, like... Like, you have to, like, do, like, the drugging and all that and everything.
So you would have to recreate these murders as they happened in real life. So if you were to play as Ted Bundy, you'd have to, you know, drag them into your Volkswagen and shit.
Uh-huh.
And, like...
Why does he drive a Volkswagen? It's Volkswagen, motherfucker.
Volkswagen. I heard they're good on gas.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What about you, Bobo?
So, I've been thinking about this. It's a two-part game.
Uh-huh, I'm listening.
So, first playthrough, or first half of the playthrough... You're the victim. Like, put it in whatever scenario you want. I'm thinking slasher style, like Jason.
Right.
So, you're playing as the victim. You're trying to survive.
Uh-huh.
Well, the second half, you end up playing as the killer.
So, my question is, like, if you play as the victim and you live, the second half is the killer, but the victim did everything you did in the game.
Yeah.
So you have to outsmart yourself.
Yeah, or you play like as the killer.
Bullet game.
Yeah.
So that's essentially choose your own path.
Yeah, but...
But in a weird fucked up way.
Yeah, pretty much.
That... Dude, I'd play the fuck out of that game.
What?
What Bobby was talking
you
about.
You are your own boss.
Oh,
level.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what I was saying earlier, too. Because I know there's a handful of games that, like, go about that situation... But I had a thought about another one, too.
Or if you play through as the killer first, like, you can choose.
Yeah.
Like, if you play through as the killer first, you get to decide how the...
That would ruin replayability, because technically you only got two options. Like, yeah, they're, like, in and of themselves, they're almost, you know, infinite, but you can only do one or the other, you know?
Either you kill the final girl or the final girl kills you. Or,
yeah.
No, there is potential to that game.
So let's say you decide to start off as, like, the victim first. Everything that you do, like, you choose to do and everything as the victim in the part two when you're the killer, you still do your own thing and everything, but the victim, but it's... all based off of what your movements were as a victim.
Yeah.
So you still have your choice of the outcome, essentially, kind of, sort of.
Well, kind of. This is the challenge.
It's still a 50-50.
This is the challenge in it. Say if you play this game, and this is just my thought on it. say if it's like a 15-hour game, and you get 7 hours in,
yeah.
Are you going to remember the next? Are you going to remember the previous 7 hours as the killer?
I mean, if you have fuck, what did I do here? Memory, but
I was thinking it like me. I could do something 2 seconds later, forget I did
exactly.
It.
Yeah. Yep.
So you're going to forget, like, oh, shit, they took the bookcase here.
We get the fucking, what is it, the door frame, you know, amnesia or whatever, at random. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck was it? Oh, yeah. Like, your brain just shuts off.
But, like, either way, however you play that first round, the computer, the system remembers and becomes, like, the AI takes over. In the second one.
What would be cool with your idea?
And it can still make its own decisions just based off what you already did.
Well, I got two ideas that'll make that so fucking cool, too.
Let's hear them.
Depending on which one you pick. So if you pick victim first, some of the, like, if they were going to use cutscenes, you know, if it had some sort of a story to it, I'm not saying it wouldn't, but just, you know. But the whole time, like, every time you died, it would play, like, a clip, you know, from the killer's point of view and, like, watching you do this shit.
Oh, yeah.
But if you, you know, if it was the other way, you started killing you, get to, you, so you can kind of see your own patterns, that'd probably help you play it, too.
Kind of like how they do, like, the...
Like, you got a shadow, but you don't know about it.
Kind of how they do, like, the POV shots for, like, Call of Duty and stuff.
Bad. Yeah. Well...
I forgot you were
saying. I'm thinking of it like... Like, remember... The Rise of Leslie Vernon, how it had that POV shot of him looking at the cinematic shot of him looking at his victim, opening up the fucking.
Man, I'm gonna have to get caught up on shit.
You know the back door to her fucking job, throwing the trash away like that could it be something like that?
Yeah.
But like, you don't want to start it off as like you're running through a fucking log cabin. You want to start it off as in like there's the story of how she became the final girl, how her friends died and shit like that, like slasher the movie kind of thing. But you have choices in it that could ultimately either save your friends' lives or cause their deaths.
Yeah,
but as the killer,
but
as the killer, you have to recreate those, and that's the challenge.
Yeah,
because you have to remember shit. Tommy died by a stab in the forehead. But instead, you kicked him off of a fucking balcony or some shit.
Yeah.
So then right there, you have to replay that fucking round. Because you have to recreate that exact death. You got to figure out how it happened.
Oh.
So you have to keep going back and going back and
so
going back.
So make it like a detective.
I totally forgot about this
kind
game.
Of thing.
Kind of going
like
back.
Be like a detective.
Slightly going back on the last topic.
Right.
But have you guys played the Mortuary's Assistant?
I have not, no.
Oh my fuck. Like, I will not buy it. I don't care. You gift it to me, I'm not going to. Fuck you. Phasmophobia scares the piss out of me. I will refuse. It will not even be installed in any of my shit. Fuck that shit. Because it's... Like, you get to pick what the fuck's going on. But only what you're doing. It has no effect on the outside. At all. Because it's almost unlimited endings, but, like, there is... I mean, it's not really unlimited, but there's so many different endings that you can get depending on what, you know, your first or second choice was that you have no fucking idea. And it never explains it. Like, that game, oh my God, jump scares? Jesus fucking Christ. Like, because you have to basically, your mortuary's assistant that gets trapped in this whole supernatural fucking thing that she had no idea about and basically gets suckered in to this mortuary assistant job, you know, as her big break. She just got out of school for it or whatever. And come to find out that the dude that you're working for locks you into the mortuary to fight off 5 different separate demons at the fucking same time that are trying to accomplish all the fucking same shit in like,
wow.
Fucked up way. Dude, I watched it. Like, I've watched, like, a couple of the endings. You don't see fuck all coming. At all, period. Like, oh, just watching videos scared the fuck out of me. I was like, nah, I'd break a computer. Like, the whole fucking thing. Mouse, keyboard, all of it. Like, keyboard go through a monitor and my hand go through. Oh, dude.
So this is going to be the last question here, but it's going to be a good one. Horror movie video game.
Ooh.
No, we're talking, what's your favorite one? I want to know.
Oh.
Because I have a kind of a controversial one that people kind of stare at me. Well, the horror community stares at me, but it's a horror game that was adapted to a fucking movie, and I love it. And I love the aesthetics of it, personally.
Oh, so are you saying, like, back or forth?
Yeah.
So, like, a game that got turned into a movie, or a movie got turned in because of a game?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I've already got mine.
Oh, well, I can guess yours,
I think, Bob. I got an oddball one for you.
So, my favorite movie that came from a video game has to be Silent Hill 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Because that was just creepy. It fit the fucking game.
Yeah, the movie fit with the games, 100%.
And like everybody, hold shit and back. People hated it. They were like, oh, this is a trash, blah, 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 blah. Fuck you, it was a fun movie.
Yeah.
An even funner game.
I wouldn't say it's a fun movie or a game, but...
I think we have different perspectives of fucking fun. I love games.
Like, I played all of them too, but like... I was not having a great time, I can tell you that fucking much. But I was, like, a fucking kid, too, so, like, you know.
All right, Bobo, what about you?
The Resident Evil series.
Obviously, yeah.
I just binge-watched, like, three of them the other night.
Those are great movies, but they're entertainment shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's over, like, exploded freaking game.
Oh, yeah.
The game's like, not that fucking cool.
It's like, not that adrenaline-filled, trust me.
Like, you're not having to dodge a fucking rocket launcher.
Well...
No, oh, yeah, yeah, I want... But Village, though, that saved it for me. I wouldn't buy any... Like, I want to play Village so bad. It looks so fucking good, too.
What about you, Chris?
I would have to say Doom.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Dude, I fucking love that movie. I don't care what anybody says.
Everybody forgets that has a movie. That's what my attorney.
You know what's so good with fucking Doom? Dwayne
The Rock Johnson was in it. Like, fuck. Yes.
He cussed. He should never cuss.
Fuck that.
I was like, he's you look rock. So he does what fucking he wants. Weird. No.
His arms are as big as my head. I'll shut the fuck up, please.
Do you guys realize that if you have a copy of the Doom DVD and an Xbox, you can play Doom?
Oh,
you can play. Really? Yeah, you can play
that
the first.
That makes me love it that much more.
You can play the fuck. I'm being dead serious. God. Look it up. I have a copy of the movie, and if I had an original Xbox, I'd fucking show you.
Oh, yeah. Finding one of those working now is a bitch.
Oh, I'm going to buy one. Trust me.
Yeah. But, you know they have our shit from, like, our generation in a museum already?
Yeah, I mean, really? Fucking know.
Yeah, PlayStation 1 to 3.
Ow! Oh,
my arthritis is kicking in. 1 to 3?
Yeah. Hey, yeah. I just bought new controllers for my PS3, so...
Yeah, PS4 and up, still new tech. I mean, PS4 to PS... Or PS3 to PS4, it was a jump.
Yeah.
Wow. Xbox, it was, like, from 360 to 1, it's like, how did you make it worse?
Like... How did you fuck up?
My first Xbox One, how many times did I bitch because my fucking controller would randomly disconnect and it was a brand new controller?
Yep. I feel you.
Yeah. See, on my computer, it's perfect. Like, I can have that fucking little dongle where the fuck ever and it picks up. Dongle. Like, the fuck Xbox. How's your PC fucking better than your actual mainstream console? You know they lose money on every one of those and don't give a fuck?
Yeah, because they... why not? They have enough fuck... Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
They got fuck you money.
That's definitely something Bill Gates...
They take the check to the bank and sign it with their nuts and nobody's going to fucking say anything.
Yeah, they probably have...
Just a giant mushroom stamp.
Mushroom stamp as a fucking signature.
Yeah. I don't know about... Well, a mushroom stamp.
Yeah, something. Oh, fuck.
So... Yeah, Doom.
Now I have to think of another one because you said Doom. You're like, what the fuck game? Well, I mean, technically, I guess it's got a... It's not... I would say it's more of a series, sort of.
Go ahead.
Slender Man.
Okay.
But it's not necessarily... Like, it doesn't fit the movie format, but like... When that creepypasta first...
Hey, there's like two or three found footage films of Slender Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like almost like Blair Witch. Oh, dude, that's a... I wish that was a video game. There was talking about it for a while, too.
Blair Witch?
Yeah. There's another one that's almost... It's like the New Age Blair Witch. It's like the grandma that gets fucking possessed that tries to, like, eat her... Like,
Taking a Deborah Logan.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that movie.
Yeah, we watched that in here, actually.
Yeah, we watched that in here.
Back when we had the love seat in here.
Yeah. Back when this was my movie room. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I missed... I need to watch that movie.
Because you waited till I got high as fucking balls. Yeah. And you're just like, hey, watch this movie with me.
Well, we watched another movie before that, and that was that Nicolas Cage movie.
Ghostland, yeah.
Yeah, the Tales of Ghostland, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we were on a shutter kick. I remember that because we were working. That was actually after the the Love Seat was out because we were working in here to get the studio set up. I remember me and you put a lot of hours into cleaning this place out, and we were both fucking tired, and I remembered, fuck it, we need a day of rest. I told you we were working, but when you walked in, I had weed, nachos, and movies already set up for
you
us.
You gave them nachos? Fuck you. You
should nachos. Be
just to giggle at me. Fucking nachos out of it either. Tacos sometimes. Tacos.
Well, there was also a... There was also a... Chris was going through a darker period right then and there as well. He was doing the whole burying himself in work kind of thing. And I could see it, and because I was like, I could sniff my own kind out.
Yeah, you
kind
of didn't have that option with me.
Yeah, that was my dark stage. About,
like, fucking 8 months ago.
Yeah, so
I haven't, like, pretty much since I've left here, I have not been okay, obviously. Just saying.
So, I think I have an idea for a game that would just piss you off, DJ.
Oh, God. hit me with it, big boy.
Slacks.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
You get to play as the pants.
I'm not. No.
What
yes.
the fuck?
That.
Yes.
Shut up about that movie.
No.
Have you guys watched the Tire movie?
Oh, yeah, Rubber? Fuck yeah, I've seen Rubber.
You need to watch Slacks.
No, don't.
Oh, yeah. Is it stupid?
God.
Like, is it really dumb?
It's so fucking dumb.
It sounds like Tire.
We'll give you the Rubber. Shutter account.
It's dumber than Rubber.
One, to be honest. I pay so much for extra.
It is literally about killer pants.
Oh,
no shit.
And they're Nazi pants.
Killer Nazi pants.
No, they were Indian. They just had the SS.
That
did it have the SS or the
yes.
lightning bolt?
It the SS. SS.
It was
the
SS, SS, but well, they strangely looked like contorted lightning bolts.
So the weird thing is,
so
they have those
the Peanut Gallery mentioned the shunting as a video game.
The what?
Oh,
Society.
No. Oh no! There's this movie called Society, which we have to do an entire fucking episode on because it's that batshit crazy.
So we're just going to have like a whole movie marathon. One night.
Yeah. It is made in the 80s, and it's all about
Bush.
Oh, dude, no, you are not prepared for this fucking movie.
I thought I was.
That's what I thought about Midsommar, too. And I was like,
no.
What the fuck?
It is one of those movies that hits you in so many different places because it's 80s schlock horror. So it's got really bad acting.
Yeah.
But
like good jump scares and like practical effects.
No jump scares at all. But the practical effects are by Screamin' Mad George, so they're fucking amazing. They are phenomenal.
Yeah, especially in the 80s. Yeah.
But they hit you with these really random questions. Like, this lady is pouring her new boyfriend a cup of tea. And she goes, and I shit you not, what would you like in your tea? Milk? Sugar? Or you want me to pee in it? And they just went on about their fucking day. Like, that wasn't, like, a trigger question.
Like a conversation I have outside my fucking house.
Actually,
like,
yeah.
It's up here.
Actually, look above
if
that
I get
door.
Drunk enough, it'd probably be
no,
me.
Look above the door.
Would he pee in it? No.
Like, I have it.
Look above the door if you can read it.
What would
you
like
in your
tea?
Yeah. And I also have a sign over there that CR Payne says, enter for the shunting.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The shunting you are not prepared for.
No.
I wasn't.
It is not what you think or what you can think of.
Way out of the fucking... So it's like Midsommar, like crank to 11. Like you have not a fucking clue.
Yeah, you were not prepared for this.
Hey, DJ.
Fuck you. That was actually in the movie.
Is it on Shudder?
Oh yeah, it's on Shudder.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, is it only on Shudder?
Here, I'll find out for you.
Okay.
No.
If it's on, like,
you're
Netflix
a butthead.
Yeah. No.
Fuck you, butthead.
You. This guy said "fuck you, butthead" to his dad, but he put more emphasis on butthead. So he was like, "fuck you, butthead." Like that was the insult.
Oh no, my poor 5-year-old heart.
Like the dude's head turns into an ass.
That fucking word was a fucking slur at that point.
And yeah, then the guy gets his head turned into an actual butt and goes, "Hey, son, you're right. I am a butthead." That is a literal scene in that movie.
Have you seen? I don't know. Like some of them would, I guess, would be considered horror, but they're mostly like every episode. Like it's not like a story. It's like. Each episode is its own story. Almost kind of like Twilight Zone, but like longer.
So something like Love, Death, and Robots or some shit like
that.
Yeah,
Love, Death, and Robots. Like,
I
watched like the first episode and like fell asleep. I woke up the next day and I was like, oh yeah, I don't have to go to work. I watched two through the fucking end of it.
Dude, that's what Aiden got me for Father's Day. Dude, just I love Death and Robots, the book. I love, I love it.
Yeah. That fucking
dude, that had one of the best werewolf transformations I've ever seen in my fucking life. Him tearing his own face off like a boss. I was like,
oh boy. Was that you? Oh, okay. I thought it was the bitch.
Okay, so you can watch it on Redbox for free.
Oh.
It's on Apple TV, Vudu, Google Play, and YouTube.
Okay. I might have
to. And it's also on Shudder as well.
Okay. I might have a Shudder.
If you don't have one, let me know. You can have mine. Okay. I pay for it by the year. I love that fucking... Oh, dude, yeah, I watch it. Yeah.
DJ Shudder account is like the Shudder account for like everybody.
Yeah, everybody has my Shudder account. So.
Yeah.
It'll just be on my computer.
I still have Chris's Hulu.
Dude, fuck Hulu. I'm not paying you
a lot of us have each other's
still
shit.
To watch ads. Fuck Hulu.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit what the fuck you have on your service. That's better than Netflix. Fuck you. I don't want fucking ads. Do you remember when fucking Netflix said that they were going to put ads on their shit? Like fucking Hulu and the backlash they got? Yeah. Wonder who should learn from that. Fucking green assholes.
Maybe they should wash their asshole then if it's green.
It's Netflix. They're not going to wash their assholes.
No, I was talking about Hulu.
Oh, yeah. Fuck them too.
Fucking Amazon can fucking suck one too. Cancel my Prime account. I don't give a fuck. Like they get you to think, like, when you're looking through shit, like, oh, that one's free, and then you get to it and it's like, nope, you gotta pay $6. Like,
fuck. Oh, fuck you. Yeah, where they don't, yeah, where
they don't tell you that
where they're not clear Prime. That it's included with Prime. Yeah,
fucking pisses me off. It's like, fuck you guys. I mean, yeah, $6 a month, but fuck it.
All right, so we're gonna go ahead and end that here. So horror video games, very important to the genre. I believe we touched on a whole lot of topics that we wanted to talk about. So until next week, I'm DJ.
I'm Nick.
I'm Bobby.
I'm Chris.
And we out.